Joe Smith time live on a Friday morning, as we do on Big Show Friday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Glass and Double C.
Oh, great pleasure. Good to talk to you today, Joe.
Yeah, it's great hearing all the progress being made and everything. It'll all come to fruition.
Yeah, it's visual now, so people see that. And
the guts are the most important, but they're not always the fun part to look at.
You know what's really neat, though? They're doing drone pictures to see progress.
Wow.
They park that little bird, about 200 feet, 300 feet up there. Whole new world when you see it from above.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Spectacular.
It's a little cheaper than renting a helicopter, isn't it?
You've got one here somewhere.
Right.
I know the WTTS. There it is. I hear it right now.
It's above. That's how we're going to get Joe to throughout town tomorrow.
Oh, he'll be busy.
You've got a busy day, but a busy night tonight. Starts with boys' high school hoops. But, Joe, we've had some action during the week we don't want to forget as well. The girls got going last night. And tell us what we've missed and tell us what we need to be ready for as we get ready for a busy high school week and weekend.
Well, it wasn't the start to the new year that Gary Sims and the Edgewood Mustangs were looking for, a double overtime home court loss on January 5th in Northview, but memories of that tough loss will all be in the rearview mirror if the Ellisville Hoop girls can raise the WIC Championship Trophy tonight in its rematch with the Knights at 7:30 out at the Mustang Corral. Claire Phillips' only field goal of the night, a three-pointer in the final seconds, forced overtime, but the Mustangs weren't able to close the deal, something of, high priority with stakes quite high here on title night. Listening to Coach Gary Sims here yesterday on the airwaves, he spoke with confidence of scoring the ball after that earlier meeting in what was a low-scoring, slower-paced 38-34 game. But as always, the key for the Mustangs will be defense in what has been a 13-8 season that has allowed opponents only 37 points a game. Edgewood helped Northview to 23% shooting that night, but lost the game, getting outscored 14-3 at the free throw line. Serena Morris and Aaron Sherfield evenly divided 20, but Aaron was 0-7 from behind the line, something she hopes will improve tonight on championship night. Edgewood will center its defensive attack on slowing down 6-foot junior forward Stacy Payton, who had 17 in that first meeting. She's averaging just under 18 this year and 5 rebounds. Northview only 10-9, and I talk about a 2-4 record since that double overtime win. Maybe the stars are aligned right. Little payback, hopefully, for the Lady Mustangs. That'll all start at 7:30 tonight out in Ellisville. Go get them, girls. Well, number one ranked Columbus North, who just lost its perfect season back on Tuesday, plays on the McKinney court tonight against struggling Bloomington North, making it an even tougher assignment for Jason Spears, maroon and gold. Last night, South even disconference Indiana marked at 3-3 with win number 12. They handled Terre Haute South 62-48. Freshman Addie Blackwell had 22, Sharice Otter with 15, and Lauren Neal had 11 off the bench for Larry Winters of Panthers. Tonight on the airwaves, of course, the 85th renewal. The battle for the old shaven mug is 19th-ranked South. Looks for its fifth straight win. J.R. Holmes 16-3 over the last 19 years in this trophy series over the Martinsville Arties, who come to the Holmes court tonight 9-3, loaded with a quartet of all seniors. Martinsville hasn't won the mug in 4 years. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30. Edgewood and Bloomington North have Friday night off. The Mustangs of Dave Mahirin, though, 11-5. They'll be looking for win number 4 tomorrow night, playing down at B&L, while North hosts the 10-4 Terre Haute South Braves in our Saturday broadcast game. Chalk Talk with Andy Hodson at 7 o'clock. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk after our Panther mug battle with Martinsville. By the way, down a level, Joe Boddy's Tri-North 7th grade Trojans lost at Bedford last night 45-42. Zach Gregory with 10 points, 7 rebounds. Matt Grannon had 10 points and 3 steals, and Mason Barrow had 9 points coming off Joe's bench. A tough loss for Tri-North. Phil Cole's Conference Indiana champion South Swimmers beat B&L 114-67 Thursday night. Panther boys completed the sweep. They won seven events, winning 110-69. Meanwhile, out in Ellisville, Kyle Run, the outstanding senior, broke his own school record in the 200 IM, lowering that standard to 206.7. As Edgewood beat South Putnam 98-85, the girls lost its duel 96-87. And on the mats, 13th-ranked Columbus East beat North 61-6. John Inman and Zach Wade had the lone wins for Marty Hutzel's crew at 160 and 195, respectively. Conference Indiana champion, 182-pounder Hunter Dalton missed the duel. He was held out due to an injury. And we'll take a look at the weekend high school goings-on after our Hoosier Sports Capsule coming up a little bit later.
And, Joe, last night in the Big Ten, everything went according to Hoyle. Purdue had a big run to close the game, 25-12. They beat Ohio State at Mackey, 75-64. Boilermakers 5-2 in the league now. Wisconsin hung on at Penn State. They beat the Nittany Lions 66-60. And then, no surprise at all, Iowa. Took them a little while to get their feet going, but they win at Rutgers to join Indiana atop the Big Ten. 6-0 for the Hawkeyes. Hawkeyes and Boilermakers at Carver Hawkeye on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Michigan State, Maryland tomorrow. There's a couple games Hoosier fans will pay attention to. But the big one we'll talk about at 8:45 coming up is Northwestern noon on ESPNU. The most interesting sports story yesterday, though, the Indianapolis 500 getting naming rights. Can you believe that, Chuck Crabb?
Yeah.
Wow.
What, DA Lubricants out of Lebanon with one of their products, I see?
Penn Oil something, right. Yeah. They have a three-year, $5
million
to put the naming rights on it, so it'll be the Indianapolis 500 presented by.
Yeah.
And if that helps open wheel racing,
talks,
it sure does. And it took 99 editions before they finally found one. So once a century is not a bad deal on that. Pacers are in action tonight. They head to Golden State to take on, those guys, the Warriors, with all-star forward Paul George. He was voted in by the public. He'll start
starter.
In the front court. Yep. Deservedly so. He is when he's on song, he's an awfully good player. 10:30 is tip time. So when you get home tonight from the old shaven mug, you can put your feet up and watch a little blue and gold versus blue and gold.
Well, I doubt if that's going to be on my radar
screen. With the schedule you've
Matter
got,
of fact,
Joe.
I know it won't be, so I'll just have to read about it tomorrow.
Fall asleep, and you'll read that paper at the Assembly Hall.
Well, it's an early rise for the ball game. We got an air time of 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Sure you
so
do.
It'll be out to the hall by 9. So.
And the Lynn Loring Tennis Report, brought to you by Lynn Loring. The Australian Open is up and going. Serena Williams needed 44 minutes to win 1-1 straight sets. Upsets, Marin Cilic is out. He lost in straight sets to Roberto Bautista on the men's side of things. So the Sweet 16 starting to align itself down under Joe. We'll get caught up again at 8:45 and get ready for a Hoosier weekend as well. And get that coffee pot rolling because we've got you tonight, tomorrow night, and then you can put your feet up on Sunday and sit back and just listen to the AFC and NFC championships pregame from Denver at 2:30, and then the Patriots and Broncos, Brady versus Manning, if you've heard of those two quarterbacks, will get things started, and then it's Arizona-Carolina in the evening cap in Charlotte, as long as Charlotte is not frozen.
If they get them buried,
Oh, my God. Frozen with snow or buried. Joe, great job as always, my friend.
All righty.
Joe Smith time on a Friday morning. Big Show Friday as Joe joined us on the telephone live at 7:45 and 8:45. Smitty, good morning. Part two.
Yeah, how we doing?
We've had a busy program today, and that's what we want to be.
Well, Zach hits a lot of points.
He does, and it's good. And when I can get my hands
Very
on
reliable.
Him.
Reliable.
When I can get him in and get him on, we want to go through all the stuff. And, again, a great asset for Hoosier fans. And we know, Joe, when you're Joe, we haven't sat here in the last couple of years and talked about first place basketball, and that's a good thing to talk about, and that's what makes it exciting. And it's good to get in depth and figure out why. And the Hoosiers have a test tomorrow, and they need to stay on top of the league because they're playing well, and their home form, oh my goodness, has been ridiculous. We saw against Ohio State, we saw it against Illinois, and one more chance to see it tomorrow.
Well, the caution lights will be flashing perhaps Saturday as Tom Crean's conference unbeaten Hoosiers look to move out to 7-0 with his 12th consecutive win on Saturday. Chris Collins' Northwestern Wildcats come in for an early noon tip in the hall on the McCracken court, a 15-5 club that's lost four times within the league, but a team that extended seventh-ranked Maryland into overtime the other night before losing in College Park and has won four true road games. The Cats waiting for the injured Alex Ola to get back dialed in. He played but did not score off the bench the other night in Maryland. Now, how many minutes, how productive, will certainly enhance the Cats' upset bid on Saturday when we talk about inside play. And that's an unknown as we talk about things on a Friday. Greensburg native Brian McIntosh figures to be dialed in, though. He keeps getting better and better in backcourt. Fellow guard Trey Demps always plays well against the Hoosiers. Off these last two home court wins, we know that the Hoosiers have been high voltage. They have scored 188 points with an average win margin over Ohio State and Illinois that sits at 29.5 points. That is staggering. We mentioned Ola inside. The guy can shoot the three when he's healthy as well. Can Thomas Bryan maybe even the scales, perhaps produce a double-double tomorrow? Let's hope the early start on Saturday doesn't short-circuit the Hoosier shooting eyes. What we saw in the second half the other night against Illinois bordered on scintillating. Iowa climbed back into a tie at 6-0 with its 14-point road win Thursday night at Rutgers. They'll be back at Carver-Hawkeye on Sunday afternoon hosting Purdue, the 22nd-ranked Boilermakers. Now on a three-game winning streak of their own, they win at home at Mackey last night over Ohio State, 75-64. If the shooting tails off a bit on Saturday, rebounding, denying second-chance opportunities by Northwestern loom large. Indiana in this 11-game winning streak is either tied or outboarded every opponent in the streak. Solid dominance should get the job done inside, and really the diamond in the rough will be the Hoosiers' check plus in the depth department, the bench points. Indiana tied a season best back on Tuesday night with 37 coming from the non-starter. So we'll see how things unfold. Big Ten Network at noon against the Northwestern Wildcats on Saturday. Mentioning Northwestern, Indiana Hoops, the women of Terry Moran will be there in Welch Ryan Arena Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock trying to win its first Big Ten road game. The Hoosiers coming off that come-from-behind dandy the other night on the home court against Illinois, trying to even up at 4-4 in league play. Northwestern 2-5. The Cats have dropped two in a row. Indiana, with a swim sweep of PU, can knock the ongoing IU Purdue-Indiana Governor's Cup series. Purdue currently leads the standings 5-3, but we have full points up for both duels coming up tomorrow, 11 o'clock at the CBAC. Wrestling on the Big Ten Network tonight. A little nice national coverage for Dwayne Goldman's Grapplers. They'll be taking on Michigan State, staying in the state, and wrestling Michigan on Sunday. Lynn Loring's tennis queens will be indoors, obviously, but they'll be busy this weekend as they take on Miami of Ohio, Western Kentucky, and Butler. The latter two will be on Sunday. They'll get rolling at 11 o'clock tomorrow at the Tennis Center against the Redhawks. We bring the name of Barry King back to the IU sports menu as the water polo Hoosiers open up the season, Arizona State out in Tempe, Arizona, on Saturday afternoon for the ladies there. So a lot going on, IU sports related. Mentioning swimming, we have on campus, but a high school event worth noting, and it's the annual Councilman Classic. North and South, boys and girls, Royer Pool at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Of course, the best out to Edgewood, the girls. Battle Northview tonight at home, 7:30 for the WIC Championship. Top-ranked Columbus North is on the McKinney Court against Bloomington North tonight. South won last night. Got Addie Blackwell, 22. She's a young freshman. They win by 14 over Terre Haute South. Of course, tonight, the battle for the Old Shaven Mug with the Artesians. Panther basketball, Chalk Talk JR at 7. We'll do it again on Saturday night. Andy Hodson, Chalk Talk at 7, as the Cougs look to notch its first win here in the calendar year of 2016, hosting a 10-4, solid, well-put-together Terre Haute South Braves club. And the WIC Boys Wrestling Championships. Edgewood's the host. They'll get rolling Saturday at 9.
And tonight, Chalk Talk, as you mentioned, 7 o'clock, and tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and then throwing an IU game Saturday at noon, and you have a very busy 27 hours there, my good friend.
Yeah, You know, it doesn't happen all that often, but it was very affordable and
sure was
eye-catching due to the early tip. I mean, I have no problems with noon
football
games or basketball games, to be honest with you. You know what I feel about 9 o'clock night games and night games in both sports,
yep.
late night games. So I'm an early riser, so looking forward to the weekend.
And we have a busy one, and don't forget, we'll wrap it up on the airwaves. 2:30 on Sunday, the pregame for New England at Denver, the AFC Championship game, followed by the Carolina Panthers hosting the Arizona Cardinals, the NFC Championship game. We will cover both of those for you, so an extremely busy weekend here, and we love it. You think Barry King's going to meet up with his old buddy Tracy Smith out there in Scottsdale?
Oh,
you think they're
going to
have a little bit of fun there on Saturday night?
Well, I think you'll either look at Facebook or, there'll be some tweets, I'm sure.
There will be the good friends.
Tracy will be poolside to watch that one.
Absolutely right. And fun stuff there to get the water polos back into battle. Joe, let's stay on top of the league tomorrow, and then we will have a tremendously busy Monday morning with everything we need to recap. So I hope you get some rest on Sunday, and we'll kick it all off at 7:45, bright and early on the 25th.
Sounds like a plan. Have a great weekend, Glassman.
All right, you too, buddy.